what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. Won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show. Okay, welcome to the MG Show. Welcome, Brighteon.tv. We love you guys very much. Make sure you get to the Brighteon store. We have a link too as well. So thank you, Brighteon.tv, for your help. And, you know, by supporting Brighteon.tv and the store, it helps this network keep us on the air. I mean, that's a great thing. We've also got Red State Talk Radio. Thank you, Red State Talk Radio, for tuning in to the MG Show every day. We've also got Rumble.com/MG Show. Thank you guys very much. At Rumble, we've got a pretty big show. Shady, let me welcome you in right now because we got to get going.
We do. We got a big show today. We got a lot to go through, and I want you guys to hold on to your hats because you're going to get a real big heaping helping of the reason that we've been talking about this Connect thing for almost a year now, over a year now, actually. And a lot. We need to do a big review and give you guys some new information. So it's going to be a fast show today.
So as you know, people like to read, you know, Kankoa the Great did a great thread taking it through the history of the Connect stuff. We're going to have a call to action as well for all of you as well. And we also need to make sure that we help fund True the Vote as well, because they are wanting to get this to Congress. So we're going to get this out. We've got to spread the word. It is no joke. And we're going to read this thread kind of, you know, pretty much as it is. From Kankoa the Great, with a lot of collaboration with a lot of people that did a lot of work. You know, there's Authority, there's even Brian Cates, there's even Khal Drogo, there's a lot of people, Digger Sleuth, there's so many people that did such great work on this thread, and we're going to bring it to you today. So without any further ado, let's roll that beautiful boom footage. Be right back. Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys, God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability, they all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to hold physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely
and
free.
And welcome back to the MG Show, where we've got MyPillow.com. We've got FieldofGreens.com. Use code MG Show. Use code MG Show on MyPillow.com. Call 800-873-0478. But let's get right to it, Shady Groove. Connec, okay, Shady Groove, we have been dealing with this for a long time. We're going to go through Kanekoa the Great, at Kanekoa the Great. And this is a lot of the information about Greg and Catherine. This gentleman is Eugene Yu. A lot of people here on the show already know. Is the FBI covering for two Chinese organizations? We're going to find out. Was our vote safe or was it infiltrated? Was it infiltration rather than invasion? Meaning they didn't hack our elections. They were inside our elections. How about that? So here we go. This is it. Let's go to number one or number two. So Connec has provided election administration. And then this is about who they are, right? They've provided election administration and logistics software to many prominent cities and countries in the United States, including Alameda County, California, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, Contra Costa County, California, Denver, Colorado, Detroit, Michigan, Fairfax County, Virginia, Hillsborough County, Florida, Marion County, Indiana, Los Angeles, California, San Francisco, California, Santa Clara County, California, St. Louis County, Missouri, Travis County, Texas, Washington, D.C. These are all of the other ones as well, guys. These are members of the Connec family. Okay, this is the proposal that Connec gave for DeKalb County, Georgia. Okay, so there's many more. So you want to go to this graphic right now and see if your county has it, guys, and then call your county. We're going to have to take action here. All right, number three, Shady Groove.
On August 13th, 2022, Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote and Greg Phillips at Onward Social, and you can follow those guys here at True the Vote and at Onward Social, convened a group of researchers to discuss how the FBI's headquarters had betrayed them following a 15-month-long investigation into Connec's storage of American election data on Chinese servers. The data involved various sensitive information, including name, date of birth, social security number, address, phone number, email, bank account, voting machine passwords, thumb drive passwords, voter registration rolls, provisional ballot serial numbers, RFID tags on voting equipment, election building schematics, and more. You would be startled to know that this server lives on the main Unicom backbone in China, and it's in a Chinese university in Wuhan, China. I'm not talking about this just being a storage place for data process here. The app server for the particular application was in China. We are confronted with the fact that everything there was to know about elections in America and in key counties in key cities was in this server in Wuhan, China. So what do you do with this information? Well, we went to the FBI because this was a matter of national security, and they agreed. So we started working with the local FBI community from January 2021 until April of 2022. The FBI opened up a significant counterintelligence operation on this. The problem with it was that it wasn't just an American, it wasn't just American information. It was Australian information. It was Canadian information. It was Mexican information. And we ultimately found out that the CCP's own elections are on this same server set in that university. Everyone involved on the counterintelligence teams at the Bureau agreed on one thing. This software, this penetration, and this opening was a significant national security threat. So, 2 weeks before the 2000 Mules movie came out, I get a call from an agent that he says this has risen now to the level of a national security threat and headquarters has gotten involved. I don't know who he was referring to, but he said two women saw the case differently and felt as though we were the criminals. They had instructed the Detroit FBI office to notify CONAC that we had breached their firewalls, none of which is true. We later found out that they were accusing me of stealing these servers from the Chinese Unicom backbone and having illegal possession of American private information. And they were shopping that around to the other agencies that would be involved, NSA, CIA, and others, trying to get somebody to pick up on this so that they could come, or so that they could come Roger Stone me. But the challenge we all have is this software is still in place. And when you dig into Connex CEO, Eugene Yu in particular, the URLs that he owns, it will take you to the underlying URL that runs the Chinese Communist Party's elections. It lives on the server on that same URL address, and that URL is owned by Eugene Yu.
Third week of January in 2021, my guys in Dallas called me to a meeting at our office, but at a Hilton. So we showed up at the Hilton, and they had rented this room upstairs. And I get there, and the guys are like all just sort of weird, and towels under the door. I mean, it was like, you know, I was waiting on them to scream happy birthday.
There's Jeff. There's Shady.
And then we pulled up on the screen in essence, a database. And the database had in it every bit of information that you would want to know about 1.8 million Americans. Their driver's license numbers when they had them, their dates of birth, their social security numbers, their bank account numbers, the routing numbers with those banks, their addresses, their kids, pretty much everything you would want to know. Also, kids were in there. And the kid, we knew that because the kids were all noted in all caps. So if, you know, a kid's name was in all caps, everybody else's was not. And so by now it's, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock, and we're kind of going through it, and I'm starting to say, well, what is this? And this is a list of 1.8 million election workers in America. But it was more than that. It was a lot more than that. So as we dug into it and we spent the next 3 or 4 hours and ended up breaking up just before dawn and leaving, we learned through this discovery process that this company had collected all voting related information, not just about the workers, but about the schematics for the buildings, the RFID codes on the equipment, anything you would ever want to know about an election or how to run an election or to administer election was in this database. The database itself, how do you get into a database, right? And so what happened is There's a piece of software called Binary Edge. You can go type in a URL into Binary Edge, and it'll pull up everything you ever.
And we'll show you some of that here.
Everything you ever wanted to know about that URL, like where does it live, what IP address is it on, what internet backbone does it play on. I mean, pretty much everything you want to know. But after you dig into it, you can then learn if there are any other IP addresses or any other URLs attached to that IP address. But as you dig further into it, you can actually see the ports and then what's in the ports. So it would be port 87, MongoDB, port 26, the web server, whatever it was in the different ports that were listed on this two-page PDF. Except we were not looking on the PDF at the time. We were still in binary edge. And it would be startling enough to know that all of that information, if that's all there was on servers in America, right? You would all be startled with that. You would be even more startled to know that this server and lives on the main Unicom backbone in China, and it is in a Chinese university in Wuhan, China. The data.
The same university that Trevor talked about made the maps.
And I'm not talking about just this was a storage place for data process here. The app server for this particular application was in China's, meaning it was being served from China, gathered and brought back. So this was all happening in the middle of the night, and you know, I'm pretty much coming unglued, and we were trying to really sort of figure it out. I was trying to poke holes in it. Well, what if this and what if that? There were no what ifs. This particular company has contracts all over the country, mostly in the big cities, Detroit being one. We'll get into that in some bit of depth there, but Boston, Fairfax County in Virginia, I mean, you name it. And all of this information kind of served up through there. But among other things, the problem with all of this is when there's a law in China that if information is on the web, it belongs to the government. As we dug further and further into it and the months went on, we learned a lot more about it. We'll get to that in the next step. But at this point, on a Friday night in Dallas, Texas, we're confronted with the fact that everything there was to know about elections in America and in all key counties and key cities was in this database, in this server in Wuhan, China. And it was shocking to say the least. I mean, I was mostly interested, our guys were interested in some other things. They had to have their cell phone codes, our cell phone codes, your IMEI codes on your phones that we track. All of that was in there. Everything was in there about every individual in America. There's nothing they couldn't have found about you or anyone else just by having that one set up in their system.
So then what do you do with this information? Well, we went to the FBI. Because this was a matter of national security. And
trying to do the right thing,
and
guys.
And they agreed, by the way.
And they agreed. And so we started working with the local IC community. And then it went into Detroit, which is where close to where this company is based. And it went on the op. Act 2 from January of 2021 until April of 2022.
The FBI opened up a significant counterintelligence operation on this. The problem with it was that it wasn't just American information. It was Australian information. It was Canadian information. It was Mexican information. And we ultimately found out that the CCP's own elections are on this same server set in that university.
So we turned all this over, and by this time all the open records requests and prior to all of this gaining momentum, this company had a website that had like a ticker at the bottom that listed all of the counties that they very proudly represented. So we just took those counties and filed open records requests. And so what we'll go on to share is by no means everywhere they are. It's just where we know that they are, where they were very proud to say that they were. And so we filed open records requests for all of that. And Greg continued to work with the IC guys, and it continued to develop to the point that the target, the individual that is running this company, began to email with me directly, and I began to interface back with the knowledge of the FBI. And we really thought that they were going to stop this before the midterms and that things were going well. All signs were toward those ends.
In part because that's what we had all agreed on. The counterintelligence teams at the Bureau, us, everyone involved, agreed on one thing. This software, this penetration and this opening was a significant national security threat for lots of reasons, not just voting, but because of what was in there, it was certainly a problem. And they agreed with it. And the primary mission for all of this, and that we agreed on, and we willingly participated in.
Way out there.
It wasn't just that we surfaced the data. We were actually part of the op. We were part of the operation that was ongoing. And we talked regularly. I mean, when the target started communicating with Catherine, we all pitched in, and Catherine, here's what you need to say back.
I push back like I would normally push back. But we didn't hold anything back. We thought that we were all on the same team and that this was all going to be stopped. And then that brings us to...
Well, we learned more along the way. I mean, we learned that they got into the United States, we believe, through a program that... called the Confucius Institute. Pompeo ended up killing the Confucius Institute, kicking them out. Trevor's down here shaking his head, but right, I mean, that's the way they do it. So he came into Michigan State as a professor, a visiting professor. Next thing you know, he's a naturalized U.S. citizen, and he has this new company that he started. The name of the company is... you want to go ahead and jump in? Okay. So the name of the company is Konnech, K-O-N-N-E-C-H.
The software is Polchief, P-O-L-L-C-H-I-E-F. Although, as we'll go on to talk about, it's spread.
So they have another software called AB Vote,
which spun out to a company called Votem.
V-O-T-E-M.
Which is on the DHS security team for elections.
The CEO of Konnech is now on the board of Votem.
So all this was happening, and we were surfacing other country stuff. And that brings us to Act Three, which is the betrayal. So in April of 2022, I get a call.
Let me pick up on the other problem, the voting problem, the vote counting problem.
Oh, okay. We have those documents to show.
Okay. Well, we have documents to show that support every single word we've said. We have all of the documents. By the way, as soon as we surfaced this and the counterintelligence op started, they moved all of this onto U.S.-based servers and tried to sneak some of it across the border or across the river into Windsor, Canada, where they were promptly detained for taking U.S. PII outside of the country. They ended up letting them go, but nevertheless. In the midst of doing all of this, we continued our open source work and trying to gather more and more information about this. Catherine's team was still gathering all sorts of information from the open records requests, which are shocking in and of themselves. In places like Tallahassee, Florida, where this company operates, we asked for Catherine asked for all the open records, and they said, well, you can have it, but it'll cost you $19,000 to get all the paper. Like, what? $19,000 for the email? What? And then they said...
Oh, well, I mean, the county in Florida was very proud to say that they had helped develop this software, and I'm thinking, you do not know of what you speak, but that's what they said.
So what happened was on October 13th of 2020, October 13th of 2020, 3 weeks before the election, on my birthday, 3 weeks before the election, the city of Detroit signed a contract with Conic. This was their second contract with Conic. The CEO of the company, Eugene Yu is the guy's name, YU. The CEO of the company was the largest donor to the lady running elections in Detroit. On October the 13th of 2020, 2 weeks into early voting, or a week and a half into early voting there, they were given a contract for hundreds of thousands of dollars, paid for source of the funds in the contracts, we have it all, with CTCL. And it was not for their ballot administration software, it was for something that was called fast ballot counting software. Fast ballot counting software was needed, according to this one paragraph single source contract, which is another topic, because how do you get a single source contract if you've never done that before? Because they have no evidence they'd ever done it before.
And how do you do it 3 weeks before an election?
Which is
when federal standards
prevents that. Which is a whole other issue. And so they got this contract. Well, there are more of those. There are more of those around the country. People are looking into it now. And this is when it really, it then just before Mules came out.
So 2 weeks before the movie came out, I get a call and from an agent, and he says, well, this has risen now to the level of national security threat, and headquarters has gotten involved. And I don't know who he was referring to, but he said there were two women that saw the case differently and felt as though we were the criminals, and instructed the Detroit office to notify this company that we had breached their firewalls, none of which is true.
And notified the embassy that we later found out they were accusing me of stealing three servers from the Unicom backbone, and they were shopping that around to the other agencies that would be involved, NSA, CIA, and others, trying to get somebody to pick up on this so that they could come Roger Stone me.
Yeah, so when all that occurred, they said, but don't worry about it. These two women aren't the top, you know, there are people that we can go to above this. And the agents, they said they were pushing back. They weren't going to do this. You know, I quipped, if someone's going to turn us over to the CCP, we need to get a little heads up. It was very intense. And but they said, you know, they were going to get back to us and let us know. They were going to have this big meeting and try to fix things. They didn't call back. And then the agent called me and said that he was very concerned about what was happening and that we should be ready to press the nuclear option and go to the press. Sorry for the feedback, I don't know. And that we should be ready to go to the press. And so we began to prepare that. It was quiet, but we were hearing chatter that, as Greg said, they were shopping to other intelligence agencies to try to get someone to buy in on our having broken some law. And they were targeting Greg more than me. I'm a sympathetic figure. They're not going to likely they're not going to hit me, but they were certainly looking at Greg. And so then it went for another few weeks where we continued to hear that this was being circulated, and then you got a call.
So I got a call from The Bureau is divided up like all big agencies. They have IC representatives, intelligence community representatives that belong to sort of a separate and distinct branch. Their job is to surface data within their assets or their sources, people they know. And so once it gets to the IC community, then they figure out where it actually needs to go. They all they're all represented in, as part of the IC group. And there are 17 different agencies that have IC representatives in them. And so because this had sort of crossed over that bit of a Rubicon out of IC and didn't go to a normal office for the Bureau, this actually went into their counterintelligence arm. So we're now dealing with all sorts of issues and challenges. And because we knew and everyone knew that the software is still in place, it's happening in other countries. They had already detained the guy once. They tried to basically hang us up on some other things that come along the way. They tried to get me to sign a contract with them and give them a proposal. I mean, they asked me like 50 times. I actually met with them the day that Rittenhouse
judgment came out.
His judgment came back. I was in Wisconsin that day, and so were they. And so I met with them that day, and they had another guy from Digital Services, or so they said, in D.C., who was just hammering me, look, just give us a proposal, give us a contract, you need to be paid for this, you need to be paid for this, you need to be paid for this. And we're like, we're not taking your money, bro. And so they kept hammering us. As that other call came in here, not too terribly long ago, actually, basically, it was now back in the hands of the IC, the intelligence community guys, because they were shopping it around to other agencies. And they called me and threatened me, flat out threatened me. They said that that they had an informant who had come forward and said, all this will resonate. I'm sure Christina Bob's still here. This is ringing in her ears. But they called me and threatened me, flat out threatened me for having stolen. They were now accusing me of stealing three servers from the main Unicom backbone in China and having illegal possession of American PII, so private information. But if you think about what I'm saying here, they're saying that the American PII was in China and that I must have somehow gone to China, stolen these servers, which wouldn't bring down the backbone. I don't know if you know much about the internet, but that's not how the internet works. And then brought it back and was somehow harboring these three servers in my office and in my house. And I pushed back really hard, not pretty hard, really hard. And told them they'd go F themselves and, you know, whatever, game on, guys, let's do it. I mean, I don't have any servers, I don't have anything, and you guys are the sorriest traitors on the face of the earth for doing what you've done.
And being
mindful that the thing had all sort of begun to unravel for them. So he finally kind of puts down the swords and picks up his, I'm a nice guy again, don't forget about me, and says, hey, you know those guys you've been working with in Detroit, you still have their number? And I said, yeah. I mean, I talk to them every other day. He goes, yeah, they want to know if you have a copy of this of the data that you gave us. You've had like five copies of this thing, guys. So anyway, it was an op right up until the end against us. I still understand that, you know, that they're going to do something to me, which is fine. But the challenge we all have is this software is still in place. This software is still in place. The lies that they told to get the fast ballot counting software contracts, those contracts are still in place. And this goes into the, once it goes onto the Chinese internet, according to the Chinese law, and we'll show it to you here in a minute.
So I guess let's just start going to some exhibits. You want to?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is, we just pulled just a smattering of things and there's stories behind each. Are you still, is everybody good on time? We're good? So this is in Allegheny County. And this is just the app version of what the screen looks like, just for reference. Anytime you go to any of these counties and you apply, you're going straight into to China. So,
by the way, in years past, they also have handled ballots.
I have it.
Actual ballots. And they have handled the Uocava ballots. So while Tage Gill was over there fighting the bad guys, if he voted, he voted on this company's system, which took his vote directly through China and then back to here.
That was true. We know at least in the state of Montana and in Washington, D.C. Trev. Yeah, we're going to get to it. Yep, we got it.
Yeah, so up on the top line up here, I know you can't read it, but
So we talked about Binary Edge and the tools that, not tools, but the subscription that you can use to trace down IPs. This is what that is.
So we're going to give you all of this. We're going to give you immediate access.
So I'll be on Open Ink and we'll make sure you all have it.
So what it says up there under the ASN, it says number 4837, China 169. Dash Backbone China Unicom China 169 Backbone. So that is the main Chinese Unicom backbone. That's where this URL lives. So in this particular instance, it was 101.66.244.52. But if you look at what else is up here, let me just go down here and do it better. What these also say are all of the other apps that they have that resolve to that same URL. So just to kind of, I'll do them for you. Vote for stcharles.net, vote for fairfax.com, vote for allen.us, vote or apps.conic.com.net. This is huge because this is where the app lives. It's not that it lives in the United States and this is a cold store in China. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about the web. We're not talking about any of that. We're not talking about a cloud. This is a hard server in China. So this goes on and on and on. And here's another one. EdmontonSpecialBallot.com from Canada. Here's another one. Another GoDaddy secured the certificate, which also ties back to China, also ties back to this university in China.
Okay. That's just another view.
Yeah, so here. Here's another view. It gives you another way to look at where the intercom backbone is. It says country, shows the entry, shows what kind of software they've got on there.
This is interesting. This we came upon in our open records, just OSINT work, and this is a purchase order from 2010 from the Department of Defense, where they gave Conic a PO, and I only put the first page here, it's all in the files, but to print and move ballots. At that time it was through Nevada. Again, this is just what, you guys are gonna find so much more. These are just the things that we've identified, but they've been here a long time. Greg, you wanna?
Yeah, this is the City of Detroit contract where they let that big contract, October 13th, 2020, all attached contracts. And so this is the official deal. You can see the Legislative Policy Division, the City Council.
We just put the first page, so you don't see,
we don't
it's
have Conic, the rest
but
of
it's
it.
It's you'll all see it, but it's that.
So this is the contract where they note the fast ballot counting software because they were overwhelmed by too many mail-in ballots. On October 13th, this is 100%. Harry, are you still here? This is 100% not
illegal.
Okay. There's no way. I mean, I've been in and out of government my whole life. You couldn't upload a browser in 3 weeks, let alone install some software.
So, Trev, this is what you were talking about. So, we just again, you're going to find that you all are going to find these same things. Conic started an Australian arm in 2018. In 2019, they were awarded the contract to build an entirely new underpinning platform for Queensland elections, their parliamentary elections, which occurred in the late summer, early fall of 2020. And what's interesting is, when the election was in the throes of trying to be tabulated, it kept going down, the software kept going down. And the way that Australia cracked this open is they couldn't get the engineers. And they couldn't get the engineers because they were all in quarantine in Wuhan. And so we have, it's all scraped now, it's all gone, but we have video where on the floor of Parliament in Australia, they were just apoplectic about the fact that this contract had been let to give a back door to the CCP. And then the politician that took them to task on the floor of Parliament went on television, and there's one interview that's, I mean, we have it, but you may still find it, but it's pretty well gone. And they go at it. They just can't believe it. And then a journalist writes an article. That article, some months later, was replaced with an article where she basically, it read like someone that was having to write something under extreme pressure, where she was dialing back everything that she had said and apologized again and again and again. Just very odd. This is the letter, one of them, that Eugene Yu, good morning, President Engelbrecht. Recently, you and your staffs in the truce, the vote, have sent FOIA letter to Connex customers asking for all information related to Connex business. As one of the vendors in the election logistics management business, we understand the importance of securing our customers' data, systems, or other services. If you feel that you have some question or concerns about our business or me, please do not hesitate to contact us or me directly, which I did. And I asked to come and meet with him, and he declined that meeting.
Under the advice of the Bureau.
Right, 100%. Here are the known counties and states where this was in place. Again, look in the files, make sure you're getting the dates right. We're not saying this is all. We don't know if they're still in Montana. We don't know if they're still in Washington, but they were, and that's when they were doing the Uecava military ballots. We have all of the backup for all the counties you see.
The bad news is the fast ballot counting software is still in place in all the counties that it was satisfied in. The only reason we know about these is because they listed these, they proudly listed these on their website.
So,
and again, I wish we could show that that Detroit contract, because it's you have to list source of funds when you do a contract like that, and source of funds was the CTCO.
So yeah, but it's all, you'll have it all. So before we, 100%. Before we turn it over to questions, I just wanted to read this to you because it's meant a lot to me over these last few days, and I shared it with Greg. It's written. Was taken from the writings of Thomas Carlyle, who had written about concepts of greatness in leadership. And so he wrote, greatness in leadership is simple. Those who have the instruments of providence are effective only insofar as they see the truth of their time and are able to act in accordance with that truth. This is a rare thing, for most men are the dupes of wishful thinking. But he goes on to say that leadership is born in these moments where providence lines things up, and now we all have a decision to make. And now you all know.
Seriously.
And part of, please understand, this is very dangerous for us. This is not, we have gone through a lot, guys, that we have not publicly talked about. Maybe we will one day, maybe we won't, but we're trusting that you guys will get the story right. We don't need to embellish it. The truth is bad enough. What you're going to find in your research will expand and deepen and dimension the truth of all of this, I suspect you'll find maybe that there are other softwares.
There are other documents that you'll receive. So we went and dug into, after they changed all the servers and did all of that, we went and dug into, you might imagine we dug a little bit further. And we learned from our friends at the Bureau that there were a lot of other connections here. First of all, one of Connick's key offerings, unbeknownst to anyone that I know, is a cell phone related patent that would in essence allow them to pass a message. You'll have to go look at it, but there are several Connick patents out there as well. And when you dig into the people that the individual, Eugene Yu in particular, and other URLs that he owns, it will take you in through a series of URLs that when you dig into each of them, and you'll have all of this, we're not shading anything, we're not redacting, we're not doing anything, you'll have it all. But the underlying URL that runs the CCP elections lives on that server, that same URL address, and the URL is owned by Eugene Yu. So the same person running our administration for all those counties and has fast ballot counting software still in place in the United States of America is going to be running the CCP election on that server this year when they're during their October elections this year.
So let's stop for a second, take questions, and then let's talk about what to do next.
Right. So that's very important information, guys. I see, you know, this is the part of the pit that was not filmed, guys. So it was very important for us to play that in its entirety. Shady.
Yeah, I'd just like for everybody to just real quick, just put yourself in the